Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Severe doubts are being raised over the government's contact tracing system for COVID-19. Contact tracing involves identifying everyone who's been in contact with a positive case of coronavirus, and it's regarded as critical in the fight against the disease. But patients around the country are testing positive for COVID-19 and not being made aware of their results, meaning at best a significant delay in contact tracing. And this comes with hundreds of public servants who've been trained to carry out contact tracing now waiting at least 2 weeks to be deployed to the crucial work. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here with more. And the government, Barry, saying contact tracing is highly important. Big problems, though, beginning to emerge. What have you found out?
Yeah, test and contact trace, the key combination we're consistently told to stem the spread of COVID-19. And only when testing and contact tracing can all happen within 24 hours could the government even contemplate on picking the lock around the country at present and allowing a lifting of restrictions. But right now, huge concern over the capacity of our contact tracing system. I've been in touch with GPs across the country in all four provinces across today and yesterday, and as well documented, they told me of significant delays in terms of retrieving test results for COVID-19. 16 days, for example, one doctor in Kerry, more than 20 in Wicklow, and generally waits of 14, 15 days.
And then what of the contact tracing? What's supposed to happen?
Doctors say the guidance they've received is as follows. When one of their patients tests negative for COVID-19, the patient is supposed to be notified by text message from the HSC. When a patient tests positive, the patient is supposed to be contacted firstly by a public health official to inform them of their test result, and then a second call subsequently from a contact tracer. This second call deemed crucial in the effort to isolate the virus, going through everybody the positive case may have come into contact with over the 2 weeks previous. However, nearly all the GPs I spoke to said this wasn't happening in the majority of cases of the patients they have, if happening at all.
So what is happening?
GPs are contacting their patients who've tested positive and finding they haven't been made aware of their result. They hadn't been contacted by a public health official. So GPs who had been told they'd be the last one to know if one of their patients tested positive are now finding they're the first to know and delivering the result of that positive COVID-19 test. And critically, in these cases, contact tracing hasn't been initiated with these patients. Patients who've been waiting over 2 weeks for their test result, meaning critical time has been lost in contact tracing and in terms of isolating COVID-19. Dr. Matthew O'Toole, he's a GP in South Dublin. Here's what he told me.
What we're seeing at the moment, certainly in my case, in my personal experience, is about 50% of patients that I'm seeing, we're the first person to contact them. So what happens is we're getting the positive results electronically, and then we contact the patients out of courtesy, but find out that when we contact them, it's the first time that they've been informed of their positive results. So they haven't been contacted by public health, and I suppose importantly, haven't been contact traced yet.
And that has big implications as well.
Well, I suppose from our perspective, we're seeing patients now waiting anything up to 14 days for a test result. Both the delay in getting testing, but also the delay in being contact traced does have big implications. I mean, we know that the quicker the turnaround time is for patients to get a test result and the quicker the contact tracing happens, the more effective it is in terms of containing this. So the point of contact tracing is to try to identify the number of potential people that have been infected by a positive case. And the sooner that happens, the better. But what we're seeing now is that it's taking, as I said, up to 14 days for patients to get a test result. And in some cases, in my experience, at least 50% of cases, they're not even being contacted by public health by that stage. So there's a further delay in them being contacted by public health and therefore a further delay in contact tracing to happen.
And how would you describe the mood within the GP community over this issue? Is it confusion? Is it worry? Or what would it be?
From our perspective, we're just worried because we understand the importance of contact tracing. We feel it is critically important that contact tracing happens and that contact tracing happens in good time. So I suppose we have two concerns. Firstly, again, the turnaround time for patients to get test results, up to 14 days is a long time to wait for a test result. But if it's taking even longer than that to do contact tracing, really, at that stage, you know, you're doing contact tracing over 2 weeks since the patient had the test. We're kind of really losing the game at that stage. We're concerned because we feel that it needs to happen as soon as possible and to replicate what succeeded in other countries, essentially. I think if we're transparent and honest with patients and say, look, there is a delay in contact tracing as well, I think it'll relieve some of the anxiety that patients are experiencing at the moment.
So worry for Dr. Matthew O'Toole. Confusion in Limerick, a case of public health worker who's waiting 14 days for their test results. They told me how they were in contact with the Limerick Public Health Authorities on several occasions, and those authorities eventually told the worker that the GP will inform them of their test result, whether it's positive or negative. In South Dublin, a GP told me concerns they have a nursing home in their care. They have concerns around contact tracing there, describing it as haphazard as best, and also concerns in relation to the number of missed positive cases in the community as a result. Dr. Shane Corr in Carrick, Macross and Monaghan, he's had four positive cases in the last week, and two he found that they hadn't been contacted by public health officials.
I'm surprised that they hadn't already been contacted. Contact tracing hadn't been done, or certainly hadn't begun. I can only assume that it will be done in all these cases. But like a lot of GPs, I'm of the opinion that two of the really important things that we need to see now is efficient testing and efficient contact tracing.
Contact tracing in these cases supposed to have happened straight away after the call from a public health official. Without that contact tracing, how high is the likelihood of missed positives being out there in the community?
People are living with other people, and if they have a positive test, and if they don't know that their test is positive, then they are definitely more likely to infect others. And I don't mind telling my patients that they have tested positive, but I do think it's very, very important that they be told in a timely manner, and particularly contact tracing, because that is the key to getting this thing under control.
And the health service executive says that for a number of reasons, not all cases that arrive from a laboratory have a contact number, and some of the numbers may be incorrect, so it could be difficult to make contact, and that contact tracers as well will often ring a number on five occasions over the space of a number of hours and can make up to 2,000 calls a day. But obviously in terms of contact tracing, the examples of South Korea and China, who aggressively contact trace and fought the stem and spread of the virus. That is what GPs are calling for. And Dr. Alex McVeigh, a GP in Canberra in Dublin, here's what he told me.
Currently, what we have had with the small number of results that we've received, both positive and negative results, we have found a mixed picture. We've found that some of our patients haven't been contacted when they've had a positive result. And for us, what that means is when we contact the patient, it's the first that they've heard about their result. They haven't been contacted by public health, therefore the contact tracing for that particular patient won't have happened. So therefore, contacts of this case won't be aware that they've been a contact of a case in order to fully modify their behaviour in terms of restricting their movements.
There are mixed messages in relation to the capacity of contact tracing stemming from the top here, it would appear.
My understanding was last Friday at the media briefing, it had been said that there were 1,400 people had been recruited by public health and had already been trained at that point. What we don't know is if those individuals have been deployed to actively contact trace. Unfortunately, without us knowing that, we're left with more uncertainty. The essential part of this whole process is it is an evolving situation. However, there is some mixed messaging as to what the desired methodology is and what's actually happening on the ground. So it would be helpful if we knew exactly what the time frame was going to be for swabbing, testing, delivery of results and the contact tracing. And I think that would be helpful for both ourselves as general practitioners, but also as patients, for us to all have true faith in the service that's being spoken about and been delivered.
That's Dr. Alex McVeigh in Cabra in Dublin. Barry, he mentioned staff from across the public service being redeployed to contact trace. Is it happening as was anticipated?
Yeah, more than 1,000 staff from across the public service being redeployed for the fight against COVID-19, billed as the biggest mobilisation of civil servants in the history of the state. Now, the HSC confirmed to me this evening that 1,700 employees have been personnel have been trained and recruited to deal with contact tracing and other issues as well for coronavirus, and 60% of those coming from the civil service. But people within government departments and state agencies, they've been saying they've been trained up to contact trace. They're waiting to get involved, but still haven't received the call. This day 2 weeks ago, approximately 100 people attended a half-day course in the Royal College of Surgeons, including 30 from one single government department, a very detailed seminar, and many people whose workload has shrunk because of the crisis, and they could describe that seminar as very detailed materials on the RCSI site, but they've been asking why they haven't been deployed to contact tracing, and were told via email on Monday it was due to the lack of the chemical reagent, which of course is causing the backlog in tests that's there at the moment. But 9 contact tracing centres, the Health Service Executive insistent that all centres are open and operational, and saying that 500 are involved per day at the moment in contact tracing, and that number can be scaled up when demand arises. But one centre in Limerick saw a delay in 11 days in actually becoming operational before it eventually opened as a virtual centre. Jack Horgan-Jones of the Irish Times has the story.
So originally, this contact tracing centre was to open in Revenue Buildings in Limerick City on March 27th. So the staff, over 100 of them, were to start making their first calls to individuals affected and trying to hunt down people who may have the virus and advise them to self-isolate on March 27th. Now, on the morning of March 27th, contact tracers were emailed by organisers to say that at very short notice, today's session at the Revenue Office for contact tracing is cancelled. This is due to a technical issue. At that stage, tracing was rescheduled to begin on Monday, March 30th. But again, that date was pushed back. This time they were told that was due to computer systems and getting software in place as this hub was being set up very quickly. The hope was then that the contact tracing would initiate on April 1st. On April 1st, they were advised that the HSE logons had been sent to them, but I understand that some of the tracers didn't receive those logons until April 3rd. Finally, contact tracing wasn't initiated at the virtual centre until the 7th. That's Tuesday of this week. So a delay of 11 days all told between the date when contact tracing was supposed to start and when it actually did.
And here you had more than 100 contact tracers, a mixture of revenue staff and volunteers from the University of Limerick as well. So people perhaps who were very keen to do their bit to help the current situation, and yet a substantial delay. And this all the while we're seeing delays in terms of testing, but crucially in terms of contact tracing as well.
Just a little anecdote that may illustrate how damaging this can be. I was talking to one contact tracer in particular who told me that when they got up and running, they rang somebody who was a COVID positive who had been waiting for their result for 3 weeks. Now, this individual had waited 2 weeks and had gone back to work before receiving their status notification. They went back to work while they were still symptomatic, which they shouldn't have done. But one would have to venture that had contact tracing happened in a quicker time frame, they would have been in touch with public health professionals who could have reiterated to them and re-emphasized to them the importance that they had to be symptom-free before returning to work, an opportunity that was sadly missed in this instance, and in how many other instances we don't know.
The Irish Times, Jack Horgan-Jones there. What happens next, Barry?
The Chief Medical Officer, Tony Holohan, was asked about delays to contact tracing yesterday. He reassured people that complex cases are being prioritised. The National Public Health Emergency Team considered concerns around contact tracing earlier this week. It's likely to do so again at its meeting tomorrow, whilst the spokesperson for the Department of Health said contact tracing is being carried out in suspect cases within prioritised groups, and this has been actioned following advice from NPHET.
All right, we'll have more from the Chief Medical Officer and his update later on in the programme. Olivia.